Blog Talk Radio.
No justice, no peace, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Hands up, don't you? Hands up, don't you? Hands up, don't you? Hands up, don't you? Silence is violent. Silence is violent. Silence is violent. Silence is violent. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Silence is violent. Silence is violent. Silence is violent. Silence is violent. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Say his name, George Floyd. 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 Black Lives Matter. 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 You go, guys. I really dig you.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. Oh.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no.
Giddy up.
To meet her, a sweet señorita, one night at a gay La Fiesta. A picture in fine Spanish laces, with one of those pretty faces. The music and moonlight, the spell of a June night, the charm of an old Spanish setting, brought romance and all its glory, the start of a sweet love story. Ay, 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 he won my heart, amigo. He said that he loved no one but me. So off to the chapel we go. Ay, 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 there is a padre we know. He'll bring the ring, the choir will sing. So wish me luck, amigo.
To meet
her a sweet señorita. One night at a gala fiesta, a picture in fine Spanish laces, with one of pretty faces. The music and moonlight, the spell of the June night, the charm of an old Spanish setting, broad room and all its glory, the start of a sweet love story.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme.
Gomer Pyle, USMC. Starring Jim Nabors as Gomer Pyle. Also starring Frank Sutton as Sergeant Carter.
Sound is 5x5. I don't even. Oh, crap. Well, I hope you can hear me speaking. Keeps cutting in and out on my end. Perhaps I'm the only one experiencing these technical difficulties. Let's hope so. And welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. I've got to take off my shirt, because it is hot. Hold on. One moment! I am now bare-chested. Okay. Grenache Network, home of the finest. Monday's Possum Hour. Friday's the same thing, but on Friday, more or less, I guess. And in between, you're on your own.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R.J. Beauty.
It's a beauty.
That's our Hitler!
Indeed. Big aisle.
One of my favorite cues. That guy with the cartoons, he wants this Hitler cartoon, and it's like not funny. And I don't want to go near Hitler unless it's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's been overdone.
Oh, it's the greed. And better than I could ever do. Some guy did this marvelous Norman Rockwell imitation, where you know, Bobo's painting and he's looking in the and it's Hitler's looking back at him.
The double self portrait or the triple self portrait. I think it's known as.
And that's brilliant. I'm not going to top that.
No.
Forget about it. I mean, that ain't happening. Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day. You know it, I know it, Bob Dole knows it. So anyways.
What's the joke? Or you'd rather not.
Yeah. I'll tell you a joke when one appears. I'll impart it. So did you have a good week, sir?
I had an all right week. Same thing. Nothing doing.
Get anything done?
Never anything. No. Fuck no.
Yeah. I had a couple things done. I got my fingerprints finally.
Yes. And you're in game one, right? You got the go ahead?
Oh, did you get... I got an email about 3 or 4 hours after I got fingerprinted. You know, passed right away. Game on.
Yeah.
I filled out
there you go.
All the. They have my banking numbers. It better be game on.
yeah.
Everybody's got to do. That's another thing. It's everybody's got to do direct deposit. You know, of course.
Yeah. They got that going on. So you got to give that number out all the time.
Heavens to Betsy! Somebody writes you a check these days. Hey.
And I actually did something that you would be rather proud of.
What's that?
I registered to vote.
No way.
Yeah. I figured this.
Yeah, the libtards on Facebook finally wore you down, didn't they? Huh?
I figured this guy's just a wee bit too dangerous. Get him out of here.
Yeah. That Bible thing, man. I mean, I think that's got to be the cutoff. That fucking photo op, man. If you're into that guy after that, good luck to you, champ. You know.
They are.
Yike. Well, I'm proud of you, man. Thank you. Thank you for registering. I trust you with the vote. I trust you. Good judgment, sir.
There you go.
Don't forget when he said to drink disinfectant cake. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, going back to the fingerprint thing, I realized, like, now I've only had my gym crack for, what, 3 years now? 2-3 years.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the gym crack.
You're a latecomer. You're a Johnny come
lately. If I didn't have gym crack, I couldn't do this job. I couldn't get the job. I couldn't do the job. You need a gym crack to do this job. I mean, it's it.
Okay. Right.
And what you do all this shit on your gym crack. So, I guess it's here, man. I guess it's here. See what else? I got the back gutter clean. Cleaned out.
Okay.
You can eat off that sucker now. My shed is falling apart. I really need somebody to help me out with a new roof. I'm looking at you, Gigantor, keeps promising me to hook me up with a guy. I need hooked up with that guy ASAP, man. My roof ain't going to hold out this season, I don't think. It's looking starting to sag.
Gigantor seems like he knows people. He's connected.
He knows some people over there. He knows some people.
He networks.
Well, you know, a guy in a labor-intensive job is going to know guys that do labor stuff, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He knows the roof guy.
He's good with these people. Yeah.
He knows. Oh yeah, he's good friends with the roof guy. So, if that happened.
The roof guy.
And, I got some gardening. I got some gardening done, man. The garden is going to be awesome.
Damn.
It's fucking beautiful.
There you go.
It is fucking beautiful. Oh, you know what else I did?
What's that?
I blew something the fuck up.
All right. What's your blow up?
And I'll share it with you. Well, since in honor of, be careful cleaning them gutters, Ope. Man, I get up on that ladder. It's only 3-4 steps, but it's still, you're like, whoa. The older you get.
Well, you're an old man.
Yep. Well, I'm a lot older than Ope. But, man, it's getting dicey. I'm glad I only have a one-floor house. So it's Jim Neighbor's birthday. The late Jim Neighbor's. It is the anniversary of Jim Neighbor's birth, I guess. Is it? You don't really properly have a birthday once you're dead.
Yeah, it's still a birthday. It's the day you were born. It's a birthday. It doesn't matter whether you're dead or alive.
Okay. Well, Happy birthday wherever you are, Jim Nabors.
There
of course, Gumby doesn't believe in any afterlife, so you can go fuck yourself as far as he's concerned.
You decay in pieces.
Oh, I was reading about the Founding Fathers, and I figured out what religion I am. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, all right.
Got to get the name of it. I got to remember the name of it, because it's really cool.
Probably the same
one,
probably the same one Jefferson was.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, too deep to go into now, because it's almost time to blow up Jim Nabors on his birthday.
Jim Nabors.
And at the same time, you get to blow up Dixie Melody. Ah!
Okay.
So just imagine it's that damn fucking flag. It's gotta go.
Yep.
Stars and bars. Going down, Jim. Sorry, bub. I'm all lay.
Would you like a wee snifter?
Put, man. That we would. Yowza, that's what the man said. He said yowza.
Say, what part of Scotland are you from?
He's from southern Scotland, below the McMason-McDixon line.
Mickey, yowza, that's what the man said.
Rock-a-bye your baby with a Dixie melody.
Fuck you there!
When you croon,
fuck!
Just croon a tune.
Hear it!
From the heart of Dixie.
The hell is that shit?
Just hang your cradle, mammy mine.
You're that shit!
Right on that Mason and Dixon line.
Yeah, I'm for this sort of man.
And you swing it from Virginia.
Footman!
To Tennessee with all the love that's in you.
Aye.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Damn it, Leroy.
The rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody.
What hit me? What happened? Was I dreaming?
Squeeze my hand. Get out of my house, you nasty man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil
good
Howard.
Good tune.
Right here. The old possum. Yeah, I have nothing against Jim Nabors. I love Jim Nabors.
Everybody loves Jim Nabors.
How can you not? If you don't love Jim Nabors, something fucking wrong with you, man.
Carol Burnett.
All done in this.
Insists that he'd be on the first show of each season of her show.
Yeah, I remember that.
She considered it good luck.
Yep. And I would think Jim Nabors on any show would be good luck. Crying out loud. Probably good luck tonight. We blew him up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep. We blew up our luck.
So, I didn't really, you know, I've never really been that interested in religion that much, you know? Like, I went to church as a kid, and that's whatever. Zapped into the church, you know, at age 12, something, 13.
Yeah.
Whatever they called that, zapping. Communal zap. But, a Christian deist, I think, is closer to what my beliefs are. So, which is a little more secular, I guess, than religion, churchy type stuff.
You know, Jefferson made his own Bible. He took out the stuff all the fantasy and all the nasty shit in the Bible. He wrote his own. Must have got like a pamphlet out of it or something. I don't know.
Might be interested. Yeah. I know. It's like three paragraphs. All the stuff that's not bullshit in the Bible.
Yeah, he redid it.
That's funny. I think from now on, I'll just say I'm a deist.
Hey, go check that box.
Yeah. We're done. All right. Maybe you're a deist, Dr. Cake. I like it. It's kind of right in there. It's not like, you're nuts. And it's cut hedging your bets. Because if there is a God, then we're in there, right? If there isn't a God, then we don't look so stupid. Right? Huh?
That's called Pasquale's Wager.
So it actually has a name, does it?
Yep.
All right, well,
people believe in God.
I'm not the first guy to the party.
Pasquale's Wager.
What is it again? Pasquale's Wager?
Yeah. That's people believe in God just in case.
Yeah. Hey, man. What's up about that? I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
I think the big guy can see.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. My timing's going to be off because the switchboard's like got a 2-second delay. I didn't mean to step on you there, pal.
No, you didn't step on me. I got in there.
But I was walking. Oh, I was trying to think up something that's funny about the Hitler thing on my walk. I guess that was today, earlier today. And for some reason, I don't know why, I went back to, was it the 1988 debates? No, yeah, 1988 debates with when George H.W. ran against the little guy from Massachusetts, Dukakis.
Okay, Dukakis.
The scene was the vice presidential debate. And Dan Quayle, the dynamic Dan Quayle, was running for vice president against Senator Lloyd Benson, a rather distinguished older gentleman from Texas.
Yeah.
And Mr. Quayle said something about John F. Kennedy, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Mr. Benson came from the top rope. I mean, they talked about this. He was done. I mean, he was toast after this, pretty much. You know, nobody took him seriously. And Benson comes at him. He says, well, sir, I knew John Kennedy, and you were no John F. Kennedy. Ooh! Sock to the gut. Oh! And he just, He just went down, you know. Down goes Shemp. And then, so I'm walking along and I'm thinking about that. And then here it is, like, what, 30, 40 years, 50 years, whatever, fuck. Later, I'm thinking, I thought of the greatest comeback for Dan Quayle. Holy shit. Okay?
That?
You ready?
Uh-huh.
So he says,
I'm ready.
I knew John Kennedy, and you, sir, are no John F. Kennedy. To which Quayle replies, I am not John F. Kennedy. But if I were, I'd stay the hell out of Texas. Hey! I'm here all week.
That would have worked. That would have been great. That would have worked.
I don't know. I like it. I like it. Let's give it a real shotgun.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yes, indeedy.
You are correct, sir.
All right. Get to the music to talk about. Oh, no, this song's racist. No. We're going to talk about that, too, in the news. It's an interesting subject. Changing things.
I was watching Watermelon Man again. They're starting to play these kind of movies now on that. Prime.
That's a kind of a controversial exercise, I would think.
Yep, yep.
I hope they keep their mitts off of Blazing Saddles, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. You can't, yeah. Anything that's already been done, leave it alone. You can't whitewash history.
Yes. Like this song, Turkey in the Straw, is connected to vaudeville and the blackface. So, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
It's whoa. It's subjective. You all right, Teddy?
Hey, we heard that.
Yeah. All right, babe. He must be going to rain or something because he's huddling in under the desk. All right. Well, anyways, yeah. There they are, the Possum Lounge. Let's give him some good
Possum
music.
Possum Lounge.
Good music for the Possum Lounge.
Perfect music for it.
This one?
It's roll call music.
I don't know, man. What's the better one? Oh yeah, I got so many of them. They're just falling out of the woodwork. All right,
let
here we
Ted
go.
Choose. This is Ted's time to shine. Let him choose.
No, I think Ted's. I think Ted's hanging, man. You cool, Ted. I love you, baby. You want to come bark? Give you a treat. Nah, he's hunkered. Ed sitting under my drawing table. Probably going to rain tonight.
You got your own meteorologist.
But there they are.
I like that.
The few, the proud. Oh, he could tell when there's going to be a storm coming. Because maybe not. Maybe he's just sick. I don't know. He's an old dog.
Yeah, poor thing.
Borrowed time. Yeah.
I'm bad at chills.
He's a good old boy. All right. There she is, Dr. Cake. First up,
Cake.
Would not be a show without Lloyd Benson or Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
You didn't think we'd be talking about Lloyd Benson tonight, did you? Huh?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Never crossed your
mind. I thought we were still Earl Butts.
How could I have forgotten Earl Butts? I remembered Lloyd Benson. I forgot Earl Butts. All right. It wouldn't be a ship. Dr. Cake. Right. There's Other People's Eyes, our old pal. That's our lady and gentleman. Other People's Eyes.
Yeah, it
is. Lady and gentleman. Yeah, Ted's not coming. You coming over? Nah. He's looking over like, nah. Ain't happening, Dad. That's all right, Teddy. You good boy. Everybody loves Ted. Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming Jake and Oak, I hope it was worth your while so
Jake
far. And that it becomes even more worth your while. Yeah. I like it.
Okay. All right. I got a long day.
And finally, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. That would be your Professor R.J. Gumby.
R.J. Gumby.
Yeah, that's you.
Stay out of Texas.
Don't go. Stay the fuck out of Texas. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there, G.T. Trenton has just joined the conversation.
Oh, there you
G.T.O.
G.T.O.
He can get us on his tablet now. That's why we're going to see G.T.O. around more often.
Man's got a tablet.
He can get us away from his... Yeah, he can get it away from... get him his show away from his headquarters there.
He can walk from the sidewalk. That's a busy man.
Oh, yeah. Man, come over here and lift my fucking sidewalk thingies I got to put in. Do the digging, you lift them. Okay. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Few, the Proud, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beauty.
Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970 when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, Doc, you're pitching today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd tracked back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three down for three straight innings in a 0-0 tie. As all those batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, a hallucinating Halloween scenes. Each new swing is bad. His sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time. Finally discovered you can't judge a book. By the top of the seventh, he was up one to nothing and giving them Padres fits. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up two to nothing and they still hadn't got any hits. But with the one out left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. That birthday cake was shaking, them waves of color was going wild. By the time that he mowed the last man down, he was high as he had ever been. Laughing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And while the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book.
Here for Doc.
That was definitely a book roll double there.
Oh, yeah. Got that right.
Classic, 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 classic. Oh, man, let's get something different here. Yeah. This is so professional, man. Oh, God. Enough of this. Enough of this. Enough of this. Enough of this, man. Come on. There you go. Okay. On with the show.
Okay,
yeah.
That works.
Okay, so yeah, to sum up, Doc Ellis didn't think he was starting that day, took a hit of acid, and just as about it was about to take effect, you're going pitching today. So, yeah. I think he hit 12, hit a bunch of guys. Yeah, hit like half a dozen guys, walked a bunch of guys, but nobody scored and no hits were made, so it was a no-hitter. On acid, right. Man. The greatest. Now, there is controversy because he had prior to his claim that he pitched the game on acid, had claimed that he was drunk or something different.
No.
In a biography. So.
Yeah. No.
I like to go with the legend.
Bennies? He went there and a groupie that usually that travels around and follows him around the team handed him a handful of bennies.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So he kept
days,
going.
He was the greatest. Like they said in
I love it when I read that he was at one point he thought he was pitching to Jimi Hendrix, who was swinging a guitar at
him. Yeah, swinging a guitar.
I think that's in Wikipedia. I think it's in Wikipedia, that one.
That's so classic. Print the legend, man. Print the legend, I say. I'm going to go with that. What is it, the Wishbone Gazette? So.
Yeah.
We've been joined by the illustrious and lovely Reverend Wendy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Wendy.
Awesome hour says, suck it!
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love our Wendy.
She, you know what? She even smells good in the Possum Lounge. I can't, you know. It's virtual, but it smells a little better. All right. Oh, man. So what do you think, man? You think the pandemic's over? You think, believe,
we're in big
trouble.
No.
What? Not over?
Big trouble. I think we're in big trouble.
I don't know, man.
You got to go with history,
I know. I watched this one, though, and it says, you know, this isn't the 1918 pandemic. It's a different animal. But, again, they cautioned that with, but... Yeah, we won't really know any of this until after it's all over and we can look back and do the stats. So, kind of flying blind, I think.
Right.
It's already increasing.
Be lingering.
Well, it's increasing in like a bunch of the southern states. So,
man.
I don't know, man. I'm really looking
at the chart.
Yeah.
And it's going down.
We've been joined by Chicky Cheeks. Chicky Cheeks.
Oh, Chicky's here.
Chicky Cheeks. Boy, we're at it. Look, we're filling up with babes. I like this.
Yeah,
I like the look of it.
Uh-huh.
Babe. Not a babe. Babe. Not a babe. Nice. All
right. This is all about babies.
Yeah. We like high voices and boobs. Alrighty.
That would do it. That
now...
would do it.
Here was my one thought. I know, like, it's boring to talk about the Three Stooges, but...
No, it's not. Are you kidding?
I was thinking about the age-old Shemp versus Curly comparison, which is almost impossible to avoid.
car, yeah.
But you, sir, you're a Larry guy, right? You're a Larry fan.
Big time.
Big Larry fan.
Big Larry.
And I think this is my thesis. The Stooges with Shemp, Larry has more to do and more business going on than in the Curly one, I think, from observation. I think Larry's funnier in the Shemps, and I think maybe the answer to why that is because Shemp, Larry, and Moe was the original lineup, and they had a tight act that was more balanced. Curly comes along, pow, he's a superstar, you know, comet, and most of the attention goes to him, and Moe and Larry are just vehicles for Curly.
I never
saw
that.
But when Shemp comes back, it becomes more of an equal partnership. I don't know.
I never thought of that. But Larry, my favorite Larry's are the early ones with Curly, though.
I may be foolish.
You have a point there. Hey, might you have a point there?
But I think overall he had a bigger part. Boy, that was.
I love
that was fascinating. That was riveting, man. I'm so pissed they took away my damn Roku Stooge channel, man. Fucking bastards.
Bastards.
I mean,
you look for that shit.
Goddamn, every Stooge is dead. I'm sorry. They're all dead. I ain't making them.
Oh, the Watermelon Man. What's his name? Emil Sitka?
Oh, Emil Sitka.
How do you say his
name?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the black guy, Manton Moreland, or whatever his name is.
Manton Moreland, yeah. Moreland.
Yeah, he was in it, too.
Emil Sitka's son is a very cool, very nice gentleman on Facebook.
Yeah, I go to his page every now and then. Yeah.
We got engaged in a little bit. We talked a little bit about... That'd be a fun guy.
Oh, nice.
To talk Emil Sitka.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah, we'd have to do an interview. Why do we do fucking interviews here, man? We're big in Botswana. That's about it, man. I mean, it's going to... If anything, it's going to sink a career to come on here, I think. Look, how's the Virginian these days, huh? Well, there you go. Not doing so good.
Proof is in the pudding there.
Well, pretty much everybody I ever booked to Trek After Dark is dead. I think Steve Stevens is still drawn air, but other than that.
Uh-huh.
I got people that were old people that were confused and thought we were a legitimate radio show, I think.
Yeah. They're the best ones.
Yeah. Trick them. Trick them when they're old.
Like that black guy. What's his name again? I've just seen him in a show.
Oh. Shoot.
It's a
Tim Russ.
Name.
Tim Russ? Tucker Smallwood.
Tucker Smallwood, yeah.
See, that was...
I had a little back and forth with him after that show. Did I tell you that?
No.
Well, I sent him a friend request, and he wrote back, and I forget what it was, but we were talking about how we share the same birthday. That's the only reason why he sent a message back to me.
Huh.
It was a weird thing, man. He said he went to a party.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was at a party or not when he was telling me this.
Well, that was
the
funny
thing. He accepted a friend request.
He said he was going to a party, and then he was on Facebook after that. So it was like, you weren't going to a party, dude.
Yeah. I mean, he was talking to me. We were sending messages right after that. He wasn't at any party. And I don't know why I was fascinated that we shared the same birthday. I don't even know where that went to, because he didn't even accept a friend request. I sent him, the bastard.
Well, I finally got mine accepted from Tom Bones Malone, man.
Tom Bones Malone.
I don't know when I sent this, man. A couple years back. And You know, and if you send a request and they don't answer it right away, you still get their feed, right? You still get the shit they post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then one day all of a sudden, hey, Tom Bones Malone's your pal. I'm like, hey, Tom Bones Malone over here. And to spin the wheel, ladies and gentlemen.
Take a
spin that wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I thought our luck was going to change today.
Well, I thought this was going to be a good show. It was up until now. This is really fucked up, man. Gumby is to blame.
Uh-oh. Late night Gumby.
I lay this completely at the feet of Professor R.J. Gumby and all of your complaints to Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, care of Possum, Friday Night Possum.
This is Gumby up at 3:30 in the morning fucking around with YouTube.
Oh, this is bad. This is really bad. If you really,
is
I mean,
the
seriously, if you have to be.
Is it the recent
one? Yeah. A couple weeks ago. All
right.
It's so fucking corny and stupid. Oh, holy shit. God, if there is one, and there might be, please forgive me.
Yeah.
3 minutes,
you'll never get back. I wash my hands, I don't touch my face. I stay at home, shelter in place. Social distance. Don't go to work. I'll wear a mask and gloves. Stay away from church. I avoid old folks. And should I sneeze, I do it in my elbow or up my sleeve. 6 feet apart. Can go back to school. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I've watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and the BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors and I'm sick of what I see. Of quarantine will be the death of me.
The death of me.
I risk a trip to the grocery store to buy TP and a few things more. But when I get there, all I can find. Is 16 honey buns and some Mad Dog wine. I'm washing my hands like a raccoon with OCD. I've watched Hulu, Roku, Netflix, PBS, and the BBC. I've taken down all my mirrors, 'cause I'm sick of what I see. So this quarantine's gonna be the death of me.
The death of me.
You know, they say this is war, but we don't have to storm Omaha Beach or Pork Chop Hill. We just lay here on the couch and watch TV. Whew, I'd rather volunteer for a high-risk commando raid to parachute into Wuhan and find that little fellow that ordered that bat soup. I know I'm talking out of my head, saying crazy stuff over and over like, yes, dear, yes, dear. At breakfast, I meant to say, honey, please pass me the pepper. Well, what slipped out was, you crazy woman, you've ruined my life. Of course, I immediately apologized as soon as I regained consciousness.
Indeed. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
With the show. Cake's going to get some, make some tea, right?
There you go. How are you doing with your tea?
That's what I want to tell you about the tea. So, remember Monday, I drank the magical hibiscus cinnamon herbal tea, right? And
yeah.
Whole day was fucking great. Well, that was my last two tea bags.
Uh-oh.
Didn't get to go to the store Tuesday. Wednesday, got to the store, bought a box of hibiscus cinnamon tea. So I put it down on the thing, and I go in the cupboard, messing around with other stuff, and then I see, oh, holy shit, I already had a box. I had two boxes. Huh. I had like four fucking boxes of the hibiscus cinnamon tea already in that I'd forgotten about. That's stupid.
Well, you're set, though. It's not going to go to waste.
Oh, I'm cool now, man. Yeah. So, I drank some Thursday morning, and I ended up cleaning the gutters. So, there you go.
See that?
And get stuff done on that stuff. But I did mention the Chicky Cheeks.
You didn't try to crate them yet, did you?
No, I will. I will. Chicky Cheeks is here. And,
we love Chicky Cheeks.
Oh, and let me also note that Ford Prefect has a note from Epstein's mother.
Okay.
So he, if he does not make it to the show, he is excused.
All right.
But don't make a habit of it. All right, on to the news. So the big thing this week was all these... things being changed and canceled and whatnot. Now, the first one was Monday. We neglected to talk about it, and that was the Looney Tunes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Elmer Fudd, no more rifle.
Nope.
Now, to be fair, he wasn't always just a hunter, but, you know, that was a big source of material for Elmer.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as a cartoonist of myself, some experience, I would think in this day and age it would be very hard to write a funny gag with a gun. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think they should censor the old ones.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think they are, but they better not. I don't think that's should be doing the newer ones.
They should not. I can't see him doing gags like that in the new one. So that's fine. And, you know, it's just I think they just released that so they'd get some press. You know.
But that's the truth that they're thinking of replacing it with a sickle.
No way. For real?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I read.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. Gangs are going to start running around with sickles now. What do you think?
Cut out the whole hunter gag scenario, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's that one. And then,
Sam, too. They're good at getting rid of his gun.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is Yosemite Sam without his guns? Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why not just forget the characters? Put the characters to rest.
Yeah.
We had the old stuff. That's enough. Where's the classics?
Yeah. I wouldn't expect the new ones to be any good anyway. So
yeah.
Who cares?
Come up with new characters. If you don't want guns in it,
they're not
going to
be funnier.
Characters.
Yeah, they're not going to be funnier than the originals. Forget about it. All right, this guy here. Oh, okay. Well, this is not the link I thought it was. Gosh darn it. But the NASCAR, they said no more Confederate flags. If you want to bring one, if you feel you must bring one to a NASCAR event, it will not be confiscated. But know that the NASCAR people are not immune. So,
get the stink eye.
and then related to that, they're tearing down all those. Well, that's just, you know, Confederacy lost,
the
man.
The statues is one thing because that's in the public and everything. But if you yourself are into the, you know, Confederate flag and everything personally, then you should have the right.
Oh, absolutely! You want to put a Nazi flag in your house? Go ahead. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Crazy motherfucker! You know, that floats your boat.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a symbol of hate, and you know, just it is. Okay. You know, the actual battle flag of the Confederacy was not the stars and bars. That was popularized in the 20th century by the Klan.
Yeah.
Their actual battle flag was just a white flag. Symboling white supremacy.
The surrender
and then,
flag.
Yeah, it is the surrender flag. And then sometimes they would incorporate the stars and bars in the corner like the stars are on the American flag. But it'd be a white flag. The thing with the whole stars and bars, like I said, that was revisionist history. Like the statues, which, hey, get them out of here. Bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Fucking traitors.
Exactly.
Fuck them. Fuck Robert E. Lee. Fuck them. Fucking traitors,
fuck
man. All right, now we're getting stupid, though. We're getting into the stupid realm of revisionist history, where you see these faulty towers. They're taking the whole episode off because the old man said the N-word.
Oh, Christ.
You didn't see that?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, yeah. BBC-owned UK TV announced that they were temporarily removed the episode titled The Germans. Probably the funniest fucking episode of the whole series.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's shit your pants funny. And I thought when I read the headline, I'm like, what are they, worried about offending Nazis? You know? And then, no, it's because the old colonel, whatever the fuck, he says the N-word there. And then John Cleese says, it's just stupid. That's the way they talked, and we were making fun of it. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Pull the whole episode. Yeah. Pull the whole episode is just ridiculous.
Well, I got the box set, so I got it.
It's just this one service, you know, but it's simple. Okay, now, here's a good one. I like this. They canceled Cops finally after 31 seasons, man.
That was still on? I didn't know that.
That's what I said. I thought those were reruns of Cops. No, that was new Cops. But they probably got enough. They got 32 seasons, 30-something, I don't know. Over 30 seasons. They got plenty of guys in their T-shirts running up the backyard fence to last a lifetime. You know? You can rerun that till fucking hell freezes over, man. Fuck that show, man. Tired of seeing police beat people up, man. I think that's the point. That's why they can't.
Yeah, you just watch the news.
Well, here's a weird one. Now, this one. Lovely Reverend Wendy left.
I thought she was going to call in.
I thought she'd join the conversation. This is a weird one, man. Do you know what the original title was to Agatha Christie's And Then There Was None?
Of course it wasn't Ten Little Indians. They quote that also. But what was it?
Ten Little N-Words.
Oh, you know what? I did know this. I did know this.
I didn't know that.
I read that a while back. Yeah. I read that a while back. Yeah.
Like, yep. What?
It was named after, like, the titties. It was a kitty little rhyme that they used to say back in the day. Yeah.
Weird AF, man. And then it was fine in England. They published it, and then it came to America, and they went, I got a slight problem with the title there. Weird, man. I didn't know that one. That's a weird. All right, let's see. So yeah, that's political correctness up to date. Yeah, pick your battles on that shit, man. I don't like I said, if they touch Blazing Saddles, we're done.
Yeah. Or Elmore Leonard novels.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Today is, of course, Jim Nabors' birthday, as we all know. I think Reverend Wendy left to attend Jim Nabors' party going on up there.
Of course, she
she's at that party with. She's at that party with Tucker Smallwood.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know what June 14th is?
What's June 14th?
Well, it's Uncle Bobo's birthday, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So, Team Bobo texted that they tweeted that they wanted, they said his birthday's coming up, and there's no better way to wish him a happy birthday than by sending him a personal video message. Yeah, I just fill in the blanks. I don't need to, illustrate this.
One meme is asking us all to post pictures of Obama. On that day. Flood the internet with pictures of Obama.
Oh, God. So, happy birthday to you. Okay. Oh, this is weird. I just think that would be... I want to see some of these. I hope they have a best of, collage.
The video? Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. How do you really feel? Alright, this is crazy town city here, man. The last American to collect a Civil War pension. And it was $73.13 a month. She just passed away. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, she. Okay.
In the year 2020, someone was still earning a Civil War pension. This is
That's
crazy.
Wild.
But, as it turned out, it says it's a powerful reminder that the Civil War wasn't all that long ago. Yeah. Her dad, she was on as her father. She was the surviving spouse. Oh, no, I guess the children of a soldier got pension benefits. So, yeah, she was the child of a... She was born after the war, though. You know, this guy remarried and had a child late in life. But that's a pretty weird story, nonetheless.
$13.
No, $73.
No, $73. Oh, okay.
$73 and 13 cents a month. Pensioned from the Civil fucking War. Jesus. She was only 84, so that's pretty wild, man.
It is.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She was 90. She was 90.
Where they cut that check. Where they cut that check. They're cutting it for just this one person. There's one woman.
Yeah, I know. Signed by, Abe Lincoln or something. But, her dad... When she was born, her dad was fucking 84. So that's how the math linked up. Talk about late in life.
Good God.
I'll have what he's having. You know what I'm saying?
Tony Randall.
Woo-hoo. All
right. Yeah, good God.
We missed this. We missed this last week. Unfortunately, the asteroid the size of a football stadium apparently didn't hit the Earth.
It sure didn't.
I don't know. I was kind of hoping, maybe, you know,
uh-huh.
Shake and things up a little.
This mess. Yeah.
All right. So, we'll wrap it. Oh, this is disgusting, but I'll share it with you anyway.
Yeah, please.
A lot of rumors around Washington that Senator Lindsey Graham is gay.
Yeah.
And the rumor has it that multiple gay escorts in the D.C. area claim that he's surprisingly strong, incredibly powerful, physical power top who makes a high-pitched Mickey Mouse ha-ha sound during sex. It's insane. There's really no other way to describe it.
Well, I'm on board with that one. I believe it.
Lindsey Graham was, like, hands down, easily the weirdest sex I'd ever had, said the guy. So, passing that.
Right at the climax. There you go.
All right. Finally. Remember we had the guy stuck the charger up his schwanz Monday.
Ooh. Yeah.
A curious young boy inserted 20 magnetic balls up his penis.
Whoa.
Didn't tell his parents.
Jesus.
Yeah, nice. It's kind of painful. And he finally went to the doctor and...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're called some magnetic toy in China called Bucky Balls. And he said, oh, buddy.
It's painful, and yet he kept doing it. How many of these insert?
Well, you don't want to get in trouble, I guess. You know how kids are.
Jesus God.
All right, when I was three, I stepped on a nail, went right through my foot, sticking out the top, right?
Yeah.
And
ooh,
I was more scared of my dad spanking me for being where I shouldn't be than the nail killing me. You know, so kids have their priorities straight.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope he recovered. Yeah, that was pretty gross, man. I got better. And there you have it. The news.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
blossom shining through the trees. Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your house look lonesome when your baby packs up to leave? Sent for you yesterday, here you come today. Sent for you yesterday, here you come today. Can't love me, baby, and treat me that way.
No clue how much anything costs. Apparently, the little lady's paying the bills. Nothing wrong with
that. That's the way to live.
Huh? Yeah. I wish my old lady. I always took charge of the bills. That's what a fucking pain in the ass.
Uh-huh. I did after I seen what she was doing. She was fucking up. I thought you Asians were supposed to be smart. That's when I took over.
I kind of remember letting my first wife take over the bills 1 month, and we ended up, like, bouncing mm-hmm. checks. And I was like, you know, from now on. we all have our strengths and weaknesses. I like, man, bills now are so easy. They fucking come in the email. I go boom, boom, click, 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 boom, fucking thing's paid. No bullshit.
Yeah, see, I'm still writing out checks and everything. I'm still old school when it comes to that.
I write one check a year, and that's to my local tax board over there, which I haven't written yet, and I think they're still closed, so keep going, pandemic. More the merrier. Fuck those guys. I like my town. I like the city of Whitehall. I shouldn't say that. I proudly pay my taxes. They're actually a decent... Every cop I've met, Whitehall cop, has been a cool guy or woman. So I met a lot of Cincinnati police when I'm down there that are very cool. So, you know, don't hate the cops.
Good. No.
Hate the bad cops.
Can't hate the cops.
Hate the bad cops. But don't.
Oh, yeah.
And the question I still have, back to Ford Prefect, why? How does he know Jeff Epstein's mother? That's the mysterious.
Yep.
Was he on Lolita Island by any chance? I subscribe to all these. I subscribe to all these, you know, libtard things on Facebook. And they had one time when who's the Dershowitz, the lawyer, the OJ lawyer, and he says, remember his quote was when he was asked about being on getting a massage. He said, "Well, I kept my underpants on."
Yeah, yeah.
And so they had that quote, and then some of they photoshopped a pair of tighty whities on top of his head. it's like one of those things. I don't want to share that, but I downloaded it and I look at it and laugh at myself. Hee hee, that's funny. Because I don't really want to be that political.
At one time, Dershowitz was a tour de people. Long, long time ago.
Well, he was a libtard to start out.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I tell you, it's corruption. Yeah. As soon as that money starts coming in.
Yeah. Well, look at all the hippies that turned into fucking Republicans. The fuck was that about?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Start making some dough, all of a sudden you forget your principles, you know?
Yeah.
That's the trouble.
Exactly.
Money.
That's why
the root
I stay away
evil.
From money, Commodore. That's
I
why
read
I
that.
Stay away
I read
from
that
it.
Somewhere. Yeah, I read that somewhere. It's the root of all evil. I read that somewhere. Brian Jefferson's Bible. I bet you kept that one in. I gotta check that bad boy out, man. Gotta love TJ, man. He's a,
oh, yeah.
You know, he might have been a slave owner,
but
fever. Hey!
Yeah. You know. He had the fever.
He had the fever.
Yeah.
What could he do? What are you gonna do? And I even had a Reverend Wendy introduction ready and everything.
Mm. Shame. What was it? We started talking about Bobo? Hey, she left before
that
Bobo
might have been
conversation.
A... We wasn't really. It was a politically correct conversation.
There you go.
I know a lot of people are upset about the Confederate flag. You know, they're like, no, it's not racist. But yeah, it is.
It is. They completely ignore facts. They listen to other people who don't know. That's the whole thing.
It's it makes black people feel funny. Well,
and it should. I know. Hate when you see a black person defend it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. Cake. It's like get rid of it. Well, the Dukes, and then, okay, there you go, Dukes of Hazzard, they have it on their car. Well, you know, they didn't, I don't think the Dukes of Hazzard meant it as a racist symbol.
Just the old Southern fences.
A lot of Southern hillbillies, you know.
Don't
already
leave it alone.
Yeah, it's the flag of a losing cause, man, a bunch of fucking traitors. It offends too many people, man. You gotta go with the flow and do the right thing. Why's it always got to be some kind of, you know, knee on somebody's neck? I'm now I'm all wrapped up in this.
Uh-huh. See that?
You ain't gonna, the only cure is a polka!
Polka.
Polka!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Zamknięte cmentarze to na skutek zdarzeń ostatnich tygodni, ostatnich wydarzeń. Na łańcuchy patrzę, ocieram łzy. Tak jak i ty, tak jak i ty. Otwiera się brama, ja nie wierzę oczom, czy jednak się rzeczy inaczej potoczą. Podbiegam, twoje karki krzyczą, stój, bo twój ból jest lepszy niż mój. Twój ból jest lepszy niż mój. Ból ukoić możesz ty jeden, wszyscy inni wpadli w biedę. Limuzyn obraz twój lepszy niż mój. Na ulicach i w mieszkaniach duch miłości się wyłania. Limuzyny dwie, jedna cały cmentarz twój większy niż mój. 4 lata temu 10 kwietnia Marii prosto pod koła córka uciekła. Maria nie przekroczy bramy dziś tej, bo twój ból jest lepszy niż jej. Twój ból jest lepszy niż jej. Józef miał ojca, żonę i syna i tego się dnia dla nich czasem zatrzymał. Józef nie wspomni dzisiaj dnia tego. Twój ból jest lepszy niż jego. Twój ból jest lepszy niż jego. Da. Ból ukoić możesz ty jeden, wszyscy inni wpadli w biedę. Limuzyny dwie, jedna cały cmentarz twój lepszy niż mój. Na ulicach i w mieszkaniach duch miłości się wyłania. Limuzyny dwie, jedna cały cmentarz twój lepszy niż mój. Ja tam po prawdzie nie kocham cmentarzy, gdy mama mnie prosi, to z nią tam pojadę. Na grobie ojca kładę kwiatów strój. Twój ból jest lepszy niż mój. Twój ból jest lepszy niż mój. Co za piękny dzień dzisiaj ram wszystkim dano, pamiętać o wszystkich, których zabrano podróż.
Can't get enough of that. Maybe we'll play the rest of it. But, yeah. Thank you very much.
Bouncy. It was bouncy. That sounded like an introduction or something.
Oh, man. Okay, everybody liked it, huh? My bad.
Put GT safe for it.
Oh, GT, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. All right. I was thinking about that 10 Little Indians book, you know, Agatha Christie there.
Yep.
And when I, this is a weird thing you probably didn't know about me. When I was a kid, I read, like, a zillion Agatha Christie novels.
That's the only one I read.
Well, that was one of my favorites. Uh-huh. And it might have been the first one I read. I'm not sure. But I really became a big fan. I read most of the stories about Hercule Poirot.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was the antagonist or the protagonist of that story. But my ultra-libtard friend Abe, who's been on the show, uh-huh. friend of the show, years ago when we were palling around, he said, lend me a book, you know, like that you really like. I want to read one of your favorite books. So I said, I grabbed that one.
That's interesting.
Who did I know? It was 10 Little N-Words. Who knew?
That would boost sales.
Stick that in your protest pipe and smoke it, man. You know what I'm saying? Abe's such a good dude, man. He's got karma to spare, that boy.
Yep. Good for him.
Yeah, I was a kid once, GT. Believe it or snot. I still feel like a
good
kid.
God.
I look in the mirror, I go... You know, you're 60. I'm damn near 60.
Uh-huh.
Motherfuck, man. This ain't cool. This ain't working out.
Yeah. Who's that old fuck in the mirror?
falling apart, hell in a handbasket, slippery slope. Well, on that happy note, thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Possums.
Yeah, I really appreciate everybody showing up, man. Makes it worthwhile to have some feedback. That's why I wouldn't want to go to a show without an audience, without a live audience.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I mean, I just found out I fucked up killing that Bulka too early. You know, hey, I'm sorry, man. But anyway, thanks for coming, Chicky Cheeks. The lovely Reverend Wendy was here.
Yeah, yeah.
Both people's eyes. Molson Canadian.
Yeah, I love possums.
Dr. Cake. G.T. Trenton himself.
GT's going to be 50 soon, or next year, whenever it is.
50. Man, I thought 50 was like, oh, boy. Uh-huh. Can't get any worse than this. Yeah.
That's age is 40.
I see. All right, man, my 40s, that was my salad days, man.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Mr. Science the other night. I said, man, remember when I was saying these were the salad days? Was I right or was I right? You know?
Winner.
Molson Canadian. Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Paul.
Managed to waste 90 minutes of your life with us.
Yes.
Let's hope everybody stays safe. Keep washing your hands, man. Always
yeah,
a good
it ain't
idea,
over yet.
Pandemic or not, you know. You don't want stinky fingers.
Wash your ass.
Wash Red your ass. Dinner. Definitely wash your ass. Your asshole. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Song and no one listens. We need help, we're nowhere again. Beat the drum just a little bit louder. We won't have to take our powder if we only listen to the band. Listen to the band. When they good, they made me happy. I won't have to make it alone. Hey, hey, Bertie, someone plays a song and no one listens. We all got our heads in the sand. So blow the horns just a little bit higher. We'll be glad to take a flyer when we learn to listen to the band. Listen to the band. When they good, they made me happy. I won't have to make it alone.
Hey, hey, mercy, when we play a song, we sure keep pushing. Everyone would listen to the band.
Listen to the band.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!